Visitors, customers, guests. Does your organization treat visitors like guests? Or are they ignored? Or even worse, are they treated like they did something wrong? Do you know? Well, this is what we're talking about. Thanks for joining me.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
You know, when I have some work I need to get done, sometimes I just can't get it done in the office. And I definitely can't get it done at home because a lot of times I got too many things going on there. And that's a big part of the problem is that what happens is that my brain starts going, you know, I really need to be doing that or this. And so what happens is I get a little too distracted. Next thing you know is I'm messing around over here, messing around over there, not getting my work done. And sometimes I've just been, you know, sitting at my desk too long, so I need to go someplace else to really get focused on getting my work done. And so to do that, I go to a local fast food restaurant that has some pretty awesome Wi-Fi. I order my dollar drink. Okay, I don't spend a lot of money on that stuff, all right? But I order my dollar refillable drink. All right, fine. You can hear my wallet squeaking. Then find a good clean place away from the televisions and away from too many people. I set up my laptop and then plug in my earphones, start some good writing music, and away I go, lost in my world and working, undistracted by everything else that is going on. Matter of fact, sometimes this type of world just really works well, just and bang, 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 I can knock out whatever it is I'm trying to get finished. Sometimes, though, I find that when I get there, sometimes the people at the counter are a little inattentive. And when I say that, now I'm not being just a little judgmental about this. I'm talking about, you know, when you walk into some of these restaurants, some of them take pride in the fact that their people are trained to greet you when you enter. There are some who immediately say, "Hi, how you doing?" And, you know, they have their little phrases that they use or, you know, "Welcome to blah, blah, blah," you know, and "Hey, come on over here. Let me help you." You know, whatever. They have little phrases that they train their staff to use when they greet their customers. Well, on this particular night that I'm remembering, and unfortunately, there are lots of these nights, and if I had other places to go or other choices, I would have chosen to go someplace else. But I needed to get some work, and that would have just made more excuses, and it would have taken me way too long to get there. So, yeah, I know, I digress. So anyway, there's like five customers standing in line, and there are like five or six staff members standing on the other side of the counter. Now, they're not right there, but they're just over to the left behind. I think they have an invisible wall or something, you know, like they have this, you know, imaginary wall that's there and that if they stand far enough over, you can't see them. I'm serious. They're standing over there and there's five of us standing out here at the cash register. Nobody said, "Hey, good evening." Nobody said, "We'll be with you in just a second." Nobody said, "Hey, hang on just a second. We got to take care of world shattering problems or something." I don't know, you know. Instead, we see them goofing around, laughing, joking, ha ha ha, boom, boom, boom. And they're over there on the other side of their invisible barrier. Dun, dun, dun. It's funny because the rest of us are out there going, well, that's interesting. I guess they'll be with us in just a minute. Finally, when someone comes from behind that invisible wall and does start taking our orders, there's not even an apology or a comment about, "How are you doing this evening?" Instead, the customer is face-to-face with a silent employee of the restaurant. I mean, literally, silent. You're looking at each other. Kind of like, you know, are you going to say anything to me? Like, "Okay, sir, may I have your order now?" Or something like that. You know, and instead, you're just kind of looking at me. Kind of feel like the Jeopardy music's playing. Okay. Anyway, the point is that basically, they're kind of looking at you as if to say, "Hey, are you going to order? I haven't got all night." You know, if there was more choices for me to choose from for working, I would go there, but our choices are limited, and I'm not a coffee fan, plus I wouldn't pay $5.65 for a drink, no matter what the organization, that specific organization, believes. And I think that's cheap, at least for them. In another visit to a fast food restaurant, so this is a different night, different place, different city, whole long way away from this one, but they have the same dollar drink. Get my little theme going here. I stopped to take time to do a little professional reading. This one was in a different city, a long way away from the other one, and at a totally different time of the day. What I discovered was a mess that no one wanted to take ownership for, and a lack of acknowledging the customers. The staff once again thought that there was an invisible wall. You know, if we stand over here, they can't see us. They might hear our voices, but they don't know what we're saying because we speak a whole nother language. It's just little chit-chat. They don't even know what we're saying. And we're invisible to them. While they talked and laughed, several customers gathered, including me, and waited patiently to exchange our money for their goods. And not only were we standing there, and there were about five of us, you know, the mess was everywhere. Paper, food, drinks spilled. No one had gotten a mop or a broom. The place wasn't busy. On top of the mess, there was no, "Hi, may I help you?" or "How are you this evening?" or "Welcome to, and may I take your order, please?" You know, none of that. You know, all I wanted was to spend about 15, 20 minutes doing a little bit of reading, have the soft drink, and then move on. And so I stayed and did so. Well, let's go to another day. Same brand. Just another day, another city. This restaurant, this version of this restaurant, is toying with these kiosks that take your orders. You walk up to them, and they're like giant computer screens, and you're supposed to go to the kiosk and go find what you want, order it, and then it funnels the customers to the register. You're supposed to go there first. And these things drive me nuts. You know, I think they're designed to eliminate some of the staff that they need to hire, but the kiosks are just a little bit this side of frustrating. And the reason why is because suddenly you have this middleman, or in this case, you have a middle computer. and that's kind of frustrating, because what you really want to do is just walk up to the menu, and especially me, if all I'm ordering is a dollar drink. And you walk up to the computer, and you've got to scroll through all the slides. You got to, you know, all the screens to find, you know, just that dollar drink. And it's like, really? On this night, though, I was actually going to buy a meal because I had been traveling for about 2 hours. And it was kind of cool because, unlike those first two examples that I gave you, on this night, I actually hear the following. When I walk in, I immediately hear, "Hi, welcome to..." fill in the blank. "How may I help you?" The young lady saw me look at the kiosk as I looked at him, and I looked back at the screen, and she read my mind. She said, "Oh, you can come straight to me. Yeah, you can come straight to me and order. No problem." And she laughed as she knew that she must have read relief in my face, because I hate dealing with those kiosks. She commented, "Would you be surprised at how many people really hate using those things?" On this occasion, I wasn't just getting a drink. I told her what I wanted, and she said, "You know, if you ordered it this way, you'll save 50 cents. I said, "Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. I know. You're going, boy, he really is a cheapskate." Yeah, 50 cents is 56. 50 cents, man. But anyway, but she made my evening. Thanks. I mean, she actually took time. She listened to what I was ordering. She engaged with me, and she said, "Hey, by the way, if you order it this way, it's going to be cheaper." Thanks. You know, I'd been on the road for over 2 hours. She greeted me and interacted with me. There was no imaginary wall. I was a person. Wow. What a concept. You know, there's three examples. And here I'm talking about the same brand of fast food restaurant, but it doesn't matter if it's fast food. It doesn't matter whether it's a business. It doesn't matter what type of organization it is. We have some problems sometimes with our customer service. And that's where I get this title from tonight: visitors, customers, guests. Oh, by the way, there is a chicken place that hires people of all ages and typically gets these interactions right. They even, you know, close a deal with saying, "Hey, it was my pleasure." All right, so I'm digressing again, I know. Moving right along, I visit many different businesses and organizations, not just restaurants. At each location, what I encounter is always different and yet somehow the same. Visitors are acknowledged or they're not. There's a friendly greeting, or there isn't one. There are even those moments in time when you feel like you don't really exist. I have generalized these moments into the following three categories. There's either number one, friendly, number two, ignored, or number three, not friendly. Yeah, you know what I mean. Friendly is what we all want, but is it what we are getting? No matter what the issues of the building or organization, there should be nothing but good vibes directed at the customer or visitor. They should be treated like they're a guest. The first person who greets is so extremely important. That person is the face of the organization. Friendly, should have a smile, should be helpful, and should be engaging. They should know how to talk with people, or they should at least try. You know, these are the words that others should use to describe their interaction with your staff. Do you hear that? Do you hear people say, you know, when I come to the front office or when I come into your main reception area, I always am treated like I matter. People are friendly, they smile, they're helpful, and they're engaging. Do you ever hear those words? Well, I encourage you to take a look and see and hear what happens when others visit you. You know, when they visit your organization. Have you created expectations of what they should do and how they should act and how they should interact? Take a look. No, I'm serious. Visit your own organization. Go in the front and see what's happening. Maybe even just kind of hover around and like you're doing something else. I don't know. Talk with somebody on the side and just pay attention to what's going on. But don't tell anybody else that's why you're there. You know, because you want to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And you want to make sure that they're interacting with your visitors in a manner in which they feel like they're guests. You don't want your visitors to feel like they were ignored, or worse, made to feel that somehow they had offended the organization and therefore should pay for it by being treated poorly. Make me have a rough day, will you? And you didn't even do anything. Well, it shouldn't be that way. So think about it. What about your business or organization? Have you ever tried to be a fly on the wall? You need to. You need to see how your customers or stakeholders are treated. One of my favorite gurus of management and leadership is Tom Peters. He's author of many books. His most famous is called In Search of Excellence, but my all-time favorite is a book from the early 90s called Wow. And even though it's dated now, its concepts aren't. I was introduced to his book Wow back in the early 90s, which has as its premise that there are organizations that do things the right way. In this book, he noted that some organizations and people go out of their way to make the customer feel like a guest. He noted that this is one of the key components to being successful. One of my favorite quotes by Mr. Peters goes like this: "The receptionist is probably the most important person in your company in terms of external and internal tone. After all, first impressions are everything, right?" Oh, I love that. Dude. So, how about your organization? Is that the way your receptionist treats people? Or is that the way the first people that greet the visitors interact with them? Do they treat them as guests? Hey, have you ever read anything by Seth Godin? Seth Godin has a book called Purple Cow, Transform Your Business by Being Remarkable. And, you know, he talks about that concept of it's a good thing to be remarkable, that we should all be trying to be remarkable. Like if you saw a purple cow, that would be remarkable, right? We need to take risks and we need to do things out of the box and we need to be positive. Well, I strongly encourage you to read these books. And here's a sample of his thoughts. In Purple Cow, he says, in a busy marketplace, not standing out is the same as being invisible. So what about the way your visitors are treated when they come to your building? Do you stand out? Do you have people who go the distance to help them feel like guests? Or not? Hey, have you heard anything by Daniel Pink? One of his more recent books is called To Sell is Human. As Mr. Pink says, like it or not, we are all in sales now. And we are. The way people interact in your building, in your organization, the way your first face of your company talks to people is so important. We all are in sales, including that receptionist, because whether you like it or not, they are part of getting people to buy into your group, your organization, your company. Here's another one. Have you ever heard of Todd Duncan? Todd Duncan tells a story called The $6,000 Egg. It's an awesome story. I'll put links, by the way, in my show notes for all this information, where you can find these books as well as where you can find The $6,000 Egg. But this story is all about what bad customer service might cost your organization. And in this case, if they'd only gotten an egg, they would have saved themselves $6,000. Okay, so what is my point? It goes like this. First impressions and seconds and every time someone enters your organization or talks to someone on the phone matters. Have you taken a minute to see what happens in your front office or waiting rooms or on the phones? Do you have people who treat people as people? Or do they hide behind invisible walls and talk and fail to acknowledge? So what can you do? Well, first of all, you've got to care enough to train your people on how they should be interacting with others. You've got to teach them to say, this is what I want you to do. And once you say that, then you've got to make sure that they're doing it. Because if you don't, it'll just go by the wayside because it doesn't matter. So does it matter to you? Decide what you want and spend the time to make sure that that is what is happening. Retrain or replace. Because that first interaction, the people who meet and greet your visitors should treat everyone like their guests. Thanks for listening. I hope that you will take a look at the people who meet and greet your guests. Take care.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.